A father had two sons. The elder one was the apple of the father's eye. He could do nothing wrong. The younger one, in the father's eye, was stupid, lazy, and incompetent. The older one could do everything. He could farm. He could auction. He could work all hours of the day, but not the night. Because at night, the older boy was scared, especially when he had to do an errand that took him by the churchyard, after which he'd say, "Oh, Daddy, it makes me shudder. It makes me shudder. Just like the stories that you and Grandpa tell. It always makes me shudder." Well, his little brother stood by and listened to this day after day and said to himself, "If only I could learn how to shudder." One day his father confronted him and he said, "You're 18 years old, son. You know how to do absolutely nothing. What are you going to do with your life?" "Daddy, if only I could learn how to shudder." "You can't make a living learning how to shudder." The father was so disappointed that he went to the local minister of the parish next door. And he said, "Father, my son is such a disappointment. He has nothing, he does nothing, he is nothing. He wants to make his living learning how to shudder." The minister thought for a moment and he said, "I'll teach the kid how to shudder. Send him to me." And so the father did. And the next day, the boy went to work for the minister ringing the bell. The first day went fine. He did his job. The next day went all right. He did what he was supposed to do. On the third day, the minister said, "Son, you're going to come to me late tonight, just before midnight, and you ring the bell later than you're used to." Just before the stroke of 12, the minister preceded the boy, unbeknownst to the young man, up through the belfry into the bell tower. And the boy went to the bell, rang it, and was about to walk down the stairway in the belfry when suddenly he saw a shimmering white figure, faceless, standing motionless in the corner. And he said, "Excuse me, it's midnight. All good men are asleep at this hour." The figure didn't respond. "Pardon me, but you don't belong here in the bell tower of the church." The figure stood and said nothing. "One more time. Get out or I'll knock you down the stairs." The figure stood unmoving. The boy approached him, cocked his fist, and knocked him down the stairway of the belfry. The figure lay motionless at the bottom of the stairs. The boy went home and went to bed. The next morning, the wife of the minister came to the father and said, "Your son beat up the minister of the parish, my husband. Knocked him down the stairs after he rang the bell at midnight. He broke his leg, passed out, and I had to haul him to bed." The father was so profoundly disappointed, and he confronted his son and he said, "Not only can you do nothing with your life, but you're violent, you're a disappointment, and you're cast out of my home. Here are 50 silver pieces. Go away from me. Never say where you're from. Never say your name. And never name your father." So in the morning, the boy bid adieu to his older brother and his mother and his father and hit the high road. And all the way he pounded his fist in his hand, saying, "If only I could learn how to shudder. If only I could learn how to shudder." Suddenly, an older gentleman who was walking along the road behind him said, "Excuse me, young man, but I can teach you to learn to shudder for a fee. See that tree up there? See those seven corpses swinging from ropes? It's the hanging tree. There are murderers there. Sit yourself down, light a fire, and go to sleep. In the morning, you'll know how to shudder, and you'll pay me too." The boy shrugged, did what he was told, lit a fire. The night drew on, and it was cold. And he looked up at the swaying corpses that were learning how to fly. And he said, "It's cold down here at the fire. It must be really cold up there. Come down and join me." No response. "I said, it's cold down here. It must be freezing up there." The boy had a good heart. He found a ladder, put it against the tree, climbed up, One by one took the corpses on his shoulder, brought them down, put them in a circle by the fire, and said, "Warm yourselves." No thank you, no response. And suddenly he noticed that one of them's trousers was on fire. "Put your pants out with the fire, all of you." One by one, their clothes were on fire. "Don't you hear? Don't you think? I said be warm, not on fire." And he proceeded to take sand and sticks and his own shirt and put out the fire. "Don't you even say thank you?" No response. One by one, he carried the corpses back up the ladder, hung them up, went back down to the fire and went to sleep. In the morning, the old man appeared and said, "Give me my money. You certainly know how to shudder now." "Not only do I not know how to shudder, but these men have no manners whatsoever." The old man shrugged and went on his way. The boy continued westward, shrugging, grimacing. "If only I knew how to shudder. If only I knew how to shudder." Suddenly a carrier came up behind him and said, "Young man, if you want to learn how to shudder, I can take you to a place where you'll surely learn." And so the boy followed him to an inn a bit farther up the road, introduced him to an innkeeper and his wife, and said, "The lad wants to learn how to shudder." The innkeeper laughed and walked away. The boy followed him and said, "Sir, I understand that you can teach me." "Leave me alone, lad. I've got a lot to do." The boy pestered him and pestered him until finally the old man said, "Look out the window, the top of that hill. It's a haunted castle, possessed by spirits for centuries. If you can survive 3 nights in that castle, you'll surely know how to shudder, and you can marry the king's daughter and become a rich man." So the next day the boy went to the king. He pled his case. The king said, "This will teach you to shudder. If you can survive 3 nights, you'll marry the most beautiful maid in the land, my daughter. You'll become a prince, and you'll become richer than any poor man could ever dream. I will give you 3 things, not alive, to take with you into the castle." The boy begged for a fire, a turning lathe, a carving bench with a knife attached. And so those things were delivered to the castle that night. The king and his men brought the boy. He entered the castle, and it was dark. He walked down the hall, found an appropriate-sized room, lit a fire, lay down, and went to sleep. Until out of the dark corner, he heard the worst feline scream he had ever heard in his life, and 2 huge black cats appeared on either side of him and sat down, smiling. They looked at him and said, "Perhaps you'd like to play cards with us?" He said, "I'd like to play cards, yes, but I would also like to see your claws." And one of them produced the worst, most vicious set of claws he'd ever seen in his life. He grabbed the paw of the other cat, screwed them to his carving bench, knocked them out, and threw them in the water of the moat. And then, from the same corner, came screaming and growling and screeching like he had never imagined in his life. And from every corner of that room came black cats and black dogs and fiery chains about to attack him. And he drew his knife, and he slew, and he hacked, and he hewed, and those he didn't kill jumped into the moat and ran away. He was tired. He looked into the far corner, and there was a 4-poster bed that had not been there before, with pillows and a comforter. And he lay down and began to sleep, when all of a sudden the legs of the bed began to move faster and faster, and he held on for dear life, up stairways, down into dark dungeons, down hallways, this way and that way, until the boy screamed, "Anybody else want a ride? This is wonderful!" The bed, appearing to be drawn by 6 wild horses, grew tired, sauntered back to the fire, and the boy fell asleep. Suddenly, the bed began to quake and turned over, and the boy was covered. The boy stood up, threw the bed over, took a pillow and a comforter, and went to sleep by the fire. The next morning, the king arrived and saw the boy lying pale-faced by the fire in the dirt, and said to his men, "Another victim. Many have come and tried, but all have died, and yet another victim." The boy stood up. "I'm not a victim. I survived the first night, and I'm going to survive the next two." And the king said, "You are amazing. I thought you were dead. Well, good luck. Did you learn to shudder?" "No, but I had a fun ride, and there were a lot of really bad animals." The next night, the boy was brought back. He made a fire again, and he sat, and suddenly there was a rumbling up the chimney, and a screaming and a growling, and down the chimney and out the fireplace came a bloodied half a corpse. And the boy looked at it, stuck his head in the fireplace, and yelled up, "There's only half a man here. Where's the other half?" A rumbling and a groaning and the bottom half of a corpse shot down the chimney and out the fireplace. Slowly but surely, the two halves began to move closer together. They fused. They joined. The creature stood up. Four more creatures fell down the chimney, stood around the boy. Nine femurs came down the chimney, and two skulls bounced their way toward the boy. "If you're going to play a game of nine pins, I'll join you," said the boy. And he grabbed a skull, and he said, "I don't think you'll be able to play very well with this one." And he took that and the other to his turning lathe and made them perfectly round. He took out his 50 silver coins, put 5 in the floor, played game after game after game, and walked away with 100. At the stroke of midnight, they disappeared. In the morning, the king appeared and said, "You've survived. You've surely learned to shudder." "No, but I won 50 silver coins." On the third night, the boy was given a bit to eat and was led once again into the castle. He lay down by the fire, and suddenly, from out the corner, came 6 tall men carrying a coffin. And the boy began to cry. He said, "My cousin was ill with the grip. Is this my cousin?" The 6 men nodded silently and put the coffin down. The boy opened the casket, and it was his cousin, pale, cold to the touch, lips blue. And he put his hand near the fire and rubbed his hands together, touched his cousin's forehead, and said, "I loved thee in life. Can you come back?" And he thought he felt a quiver of movement. And he warmed his hands some more, and he rubbed his cousin's cheeks, and there was no more movement. And then he remembered that a body can be warmed by lying next to another body. So he lifted his cousin out, put him under a blanket, laid down next to him, and began to sleep. A tap came on his shoulder. He awoke to his cousin's face. "I've come to kill you!" The boy looked at him and said, "Cousin, this is hardly thanks for what I've done for you." He picked him up, put him back in the coffin, closed the lid. The 6 men came out of the corner and carried him away. And then the most horrifying sound, huge, rumbling, gravel crunching footsteps from a hallway nearby. Vroom, 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 vroom. And a 10-foot giant old man with a long white beard appeared and said, "I am here to teach you to shudder and then to take your life." And the boy said, "You may be tall, but I am stronger and cleverer than you." And the giant said, "Prove it." And so the boy took the dare and said, "I'll follow you anywhere." And the old man took him down a long hallway, down a set of steps, into a forge. And he picked up a small hammer, and an anvil was at his feet. And he hit the anvil and drove it deep into the earth, and said, "Your turn." The boy took an axe and another anvil next to him. And he said, "Old man, watch what I'm about to do." The old man leaned over toward the anvil and his beard on top, and the boy cleaved the anvil in two, and the beard was stuck in the cleft, and he took a small rod of metal and began tapping the old man about the head and shoulders. And the old man said, "No, ow, ooh, ah, stop, you've won, you've won, you've won, I'll show you."
"Show me what?" "The treasure."
"The treasure?"
The old man released the beard, took the young man down into the deepest part of the castle, where there were three casks of gold and silver and jewels. And the old man said, "This is for the poor. This is for the king. This is for you." And he disappeared. And the next morning, the king and his men arrived. And to the king's great delight and surprise, there was the boy alive and well. And the king said, "Have you learned to shudder?"
"No, sir, but I got a lot of exercise."
"Well, you, my son, and you are my son, for you are to marry my daughter, the most beautiful maid in the land. And you now own enough riches to be richer than any poor man ever dreamed. A beautiful wedding was held. Sumptuous feasts." And the boy was happy. But he still didn't know how to shudder. And day after day, his wife endured, "If only I could learn how to shudder. If only I could learn how to shudder," until it drove her nearly mad. One night her maid got an idea and said, "Princess, I'm going to take this bucket and I'm going to go to the stream that runs through the garden. I'll be right back." She came back with a bucket full of guppies. The princess peeled back the prince's bedclothes, and she and the maid gently dumped slivery guppies on to the prince, who lay there dreaming, suddenly sat bolt upright. "Ah!" And a huge smile flooded his face. And his eyes opened wide, and he said, "Now, now I know how to shudder."